You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. The ACT Party has unsuccessfully tried to pass legislation for the Regulatory Standards Bill three times. Academics such as Emeritus Law Professor Jane Kelsey believe that they should not progress a fourth time round. Regulatory Standards Bill, can you tell me about your position on it?
This is one of the extreme attempts by the ACT Party over the last 25 years to seize the reins of lawmaking in Aotearoa, dictating what the values should be, what the processes should be, and putting in place their priorities on wealth and private property at the expense of te tiriti o waitangi, social considerations, the environment, and much else.
And why do you think the ACT Party are still progressing with this bill despite failing twice?
The ACT Party has a fundamental ideology that it is wedded to. Its original name was actually the Association of Consumers and Taxpayers. It began work with what was then the Business Roundtable in the 1980s, trying to develop what they called an economic constitution for New Zealand, which meant that there would be a straitjacket that would apply to government that advanced the particular objectives of the ACT Party. And it tried three times to get this through Parliament. It failed three times, and this time it's managed to get a commitment from its National Coalition Party partner to pass this through the back door of the coalition agreement that they did. So unlike the Treaty Principles Bill, which was a similar stitch-up between National and ACT, where National only said they would support its introduction and passage to select committee, in this case, National has said that they will support the legislation of the bill based on previous versions that ACT has tried and failed to get adopted.
Are there any relevant past examples other than this bill where parties have still progressed with passing legislation despite them failing their readings? And if so, can you tell me about what should have been learned?
Well, this is unprecedented in the extent to which a failed bill has not only been resurrected, but unless National and New Zealand first, one or both, vote against it, contrary to their coalition agreements, it will actually pass. So this creates a terrible precedent for what can be done under supposedly more accountable MMP systems through coalition backdoor deals. In that sense, we need to be concerned not just about this instance, but about the precedent that it creates in legitimising that kind of practice.
Do you see this bill dividing the coalition government in any way?
There has been a groundswell of opposition to this bill from many, many quarters, from Māori who see it as a rerun of ACT's rejected Treaty Principles Bill, from lawyers and legal advisers who say that supposed principles of regulatory standards that it's introducing are an aberration designed by ACT for its own purposes. Even people in the business community are very concerned because it will stop much needed legislation, for example, it will impede much needed legislation to break up the monopoly powers of the supermarket chains and the banks and the insurance companies and the electricity companies and so on. So there is a groundswell of resistance to this, which ACT is simply ignoring.
Before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
The National Party has made a commitment in the coalition agreement that it will support the passage of this legislation. New Zealand First, in their coalition agreement with National, has said they'll support what National has agreed to with ACT. Both of them are on vote losers if they support this, because there is such widespread opposition from all quarters to this. hopefully they will see the light. Already in the responses to the discussion document, only 0.33% of submissions supported in whole or part the passage of this. So the ball is now in the court of National and New Zealand First to both see sense and to protect their own electoral base.
That was Emeritus Professor Jane Kelsey about ACT's regulatory standards bill being unsuccessful three times.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.